Not one swing is empty. Basketball courts are filled with makeshift teams. Kids feel safe here.
I like coming here because it's like games and stuff. And like the other park that I have gone, they like hit you and like they bother you a lot. And there's like people, they don't smoke here.
But just 3 years ago, it was a different story.
You would have seen a lot of gang activity, no children, no parents, and you would have probably seen little to nil organized programs here at the park.
That's Brian Cox. He's the recreation director at South Park. He transferred to South Park because he thought he and his staff could make a difference.
The first thing that we needed to do was we needed to just bring about a different attitude. So we made sure that we went in and made everybody feel as though they were included.
Everyone, including gang members. South Park divides two rival gangs. There's the Hispanic gang, the Playboys, to the west, and the African-American gang, the Avalon Crips, to the east.
They were ready for a better image of what was being portrayed here.
Members of the Hispanic gang had ripped down several new tennis nets. Cox finally asked them about it. They said they just wanted to play soccer.
For now, we've just allowed them to play soccer on the tennis court because that's what they want. They're not hurting anybody. And it brings them out, and they come out here and they work out their stress.
There hasn't been as much as a fist fight in more than a year.
Well, I grew up around here my whole life, all 18 years.
That's Curtis Jackson. He says without after-school programs at South Park, his life, well, might not be the same.
I couldn't imagine what kind of trouble I'd be into.
But one reason gang violence is down in the area is the park's sports leagues and after-school programs give people a sense of community.
So now we're trying to become people again and not be defined as, I'm in this gang, you're in that gang. We're now trying to be defined as, you know, we represent the park.
Cox says South Park is the only park he knows with a truce between two rival gangs. Harmony Apel, Annenberg, Radio News.